তো মানে কিরকম আমি তো একটা স্কিম এনেছি, এবং স্কিম এইরকম কিছু আছে। তারপরে তাতে এভরি সিক্স মান্থ তাদের হাইট ওয়েট আর তাদের প্রগ্রেস ইন হেলথ নোট করা হবে। তারপরে হবে আপনার কি একটা বিল্ডিং এ হেলথ সায়েন্স মিউজিয়াম, তাতে আপনার সমস্ত মডেল সডেল থাকবে। এখানে যত ভিজিটার্স রিস্টোর আছে সে তারা সব তারা দেখবে, এ করবে, খুব ইন্টারেস্টিং, খুব অ্যাট্রাক্টিভ হবে। হেলথ মিউজিয়াম সেখানে এই স্বাস্থ্য বিজ্ঞান সংগ্রহালয় তার নাম থাকবে, স্বাস্থ্য বিজ্ঞান সংগ্রহালয় হেলথ মিউজিয়াম থাকবে। আর তাতে এই সব মডেলস অফ বডি সব ফ্রম প্রিপারেটিং হেলথ সায়েন্স করা হবে amongst the inmates of Gurukul and the public associations of people could attract this one. And chota chota chilli at the chota gymnasium for him, chota at the gymnasium for his children. Tato dasta, simple yoga lessons for children, ayakum atasane, ayakna dishi sports, মিলিটি স্পোর্টস তাদের সবই সব একটা এইরকম করছে সেটা কাস্টম পরামর্শ করা যাবে। আপনার অ্যাপ্রুভেল আছে তো তাহলে উই ক্যান গো
spiritual
কিন্তু বডি চাকে বডি চাকাগুলো তো এই করতে
হবে। হ্যাঁ
স্পিরিচুয়াল তো করতেই হবে, স্পিরিচুয়াল কিন্তু আজ সেম সাইকো অ্যান্ড সোমা আমাদের বলে আপনার সাইকি জানি সোলের দিকে ডেভেলপ করছে, আর তার সঙ্গে যে সোমা শুড বি টেকেন কেয়ার অফ, কারণ দিস এ গডস হেল্প।
হ্যাঁ
করতে হবে তো
এটা ওই
সেই আর
কি বলছি সাধারণ ভাবে
আমি 10-15 হাজার দিতে পারি, আপনার বাকি 3-4 আপনারা দিয়ে খুব ভালো করে যেতে একটা দিচ্ছি ওখানে চলে থাকে। আমি নিজে দেবো আর আপনার আপনার থ্রি পার্টি আমি আর কাজ করব যতদিন বেঁচে আছি।
আমার ইচ্ছা এটা
আপনার যা
তুমি ইচ্ছা অসুবিধে হবে
বলেন তাহলে অগ্রসর হই আর বলতে পারি পরে পরামর্শ করি ডক্টর শর্মা পরামর্শ করি। গিটার খুব দরকার হচ্ছে, এন্ড ইট উইল বি অ্যান ইন্টারেস্টিং সাইড অফ দ্য ক্লাসিক্যাল মডার্ন, সে সবচেয়ে জানা খুব দরকার। is steeply ignorant about the laws of health and in the most impressionable age of the young, the most impressionable age, that is, inculcate corruption. সবই কিছু যদি দেশে করতে পারে আর এটা খুব ভালো সেন্টার, এত লোক ডিজিটাল পাশে আসছে আর বাইরে এমনকি কোনো এপিডেমিক হলো তার প্রিভেনশন তাদের এই করে আপনাদের ইস্কনের নাম দিয়ে এই করে লিটারেচার পাবলিকদের মধ্যে হিন্দিতে ছড়ানো, এখানে সিটিতে প্ল্যাকার্ড করে যে দেখো এইরকম করো না, প্রিভেনশন ইস্কনের নামে তাতে আপনার ইস্কনের প্রেসক্রিপশন পাবেন।
Been taking glucose and fruit juices.
Yes.
He hasn't taken today very much.
If he can't take that one time, he just sips every night. Every half an hour, a teaspoon. Otherwise, he is very low.
Teaspoonful, I can. Peaceful again.
Peaceful.
Every half an hour.
Every half an hour, teaspoon. Every few minutes. Or 4 teaspoons a day. Bring some. Let me see.
You're going to take some food. You're going to take some food.
Food.
Prasad.
Prasad. Rice, whatever rice, a little rice, soft rice.
Ruchi and Begum.
You can take it.
What about a bath? Can you give yourself a bath now?
Follow Ruchi. First.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The other doctor has come.
Doctor?
Yes, come on, Krishna. I'll bring him in.
Yes.
Bring him out of the chair. Krishna Mishani, Dr. Sen is the MD, and I called him to just take your prayer and all the new board, you see, draw the line of children for him.
I again is good to get back.
That the Talking with the doctor, finding out information.
Haridas promised that he would
you know, maintain the collection for our maintenance. So he's doing that with the help of one or two other boys. And I asked about the attendance at the morning and evening programs, and they wrote back that that the attendance at the morning program is very good, Mangalarti and Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's fairly different in the evening. And then, you know, the construction is going on. It's in the final stages. And then you probably know we had a meeting to discuss the plans for the opening and the management of the new guest house and restaurant and theater. So I think the plans are very good. Actually, last night we were discussing that the talus pieces which go on the top of the domes, that those are ordered in, I think, brass or copper, like here. But those become black very quickly. So we decided that we would try to plate them in gold. So we had also decided that we would not try to have more men donate for rooms, because we want to make sure that we have enough rooms available for outside guests that might be coming. So some of the big men who might have donated for that, I could approach them to get donations so we could go play. So we decided that we wanted to open around January so that we could take advantage of the facilities immediately, so that the building doesn't lie vacant for 2 months.
No. Who was the seed grown?
Yeah. So the reason we selected January 8th was because many of the important devotees, like Yasodhanandan Swami, they're going out of India for collecting during that time. So they felt that it would be easier for them to be back by January 8th.
Consult with John C.
Srila Prabhupada, for the Bombay opening, is it necessary to have those South Indian Brahmins
If you set an enema, you know the ceremonies.
Which he does very, very well.
Very well.
He does know.
Because many of the Guru Kripalaj and others were expressing the feeling that Bombay is not like Vrindavan.
No.
In Vrindavan there are so many smarta Brahmins. But Bombay is a very materialistic, modern Western city. Some of our devotees have already been invited, Achyutananda and one other, for themselves opening a temple. So it was the common opinion of most of the devotees, what is the need of hiring these 14 or 15 Brahmins? The people don't care in Bombay for this.
No.
Rather, they may be more interested to have the Western devotees doing it. And we say so.
Western Brahmins.
Western Brahmins, yeah.
Imported.
They're quite right, British. As they are important, ghee, milk, similar to Brahmana. Go Brahmana.
Thank you, my leader.
That's nice of you.
You saw the Nanda, he can do it very nicely. He did it very expertly in Fiji. And the Indians there were very, very appreciative that the Western white Brahmins had done the installation. They were telling Vasudeva that now we must take instructions from these men, they know the puja.
That is good for both.
Yeah.
So, Prabhupada, would you like it to be opened on your Guru Maharaj's?
Any idea is possible.
Anything is possible, right?
That would be nice, Guru Maharaj out there.
It's just his appearance day.
Have?
The disappearance day is on December 29th, which is just the correct time when we want to open.
That's right.
And so we can begin the...
We have no such defense. Disappearance are up here.
Yeah. Except in your case. We don't want disappearance.
Jiva Maloa. Because we are going to accept eternity. So, experience and disappearance and this body is not a very important thing. Nitya Lila, eternal life. That's it, all the Krishna. So, rally as possible. Take as far as possible to our men. We can feel some assistance in local land. You should keep one or two South Indian Brahmins. They may take it. That's what we are saying with cooperation. One or two can be kept.
South Indian Brahmins.
Yeah. All over the world.
Local Brahmins make it a lot easier. Once you get these South Indian Brahmins, then they said it has to be 12, 14, 15.
Yeah.
But local Brahmins, one or two would come. Probably there are some devotee Brahmins that we can find. They won't even charge, probably. We can simply give donation to them, but they won't even demand charge. That'll be best.
The South Indians probably would not agree to one or two.
No, they'll want 14 or 15.
Now they've already... I already got the idea of taking so much money from us. They won't like it if one or two comes.
No. They won't agree to it.
or say it's not possible.
It's better to tell them.
Very better to tell them about embarrassing.
Yeah.
To the yoga examen, important some utensils, cloth, and games, and wisdom, and let them cook themselves and take prasada and be.
Yeah. I think the local Brahmins will be very pleased to be connected with the opening of such a big temple.
Yeah, that's better. Better to involve the local people. South Indian people will come, take money, and go back to South. Thanks.
Babananda?
He's with Dr. Ghosh.
I was just discussing this, and they've given a series of medicines. That one doctor, Dr. Gopal, he said that you have a chronic kidney infection. And they both, Dr. Ghosh and Dr. Gopal, say it's very serious, that if not treated, that it could develop into uremia, which is could be fatal. So he's given a whole group of medicines. However, the medicines can be combined. That they say everything is functioning well, but the kidneys are not. Renal infection.
Renal damage.
Chronic. And Dr. Gopal, just like all of the other doctors, both Ayurvedic or allopathic, they all insist that you have to take more liquid. They say that you should measure how much you pass urine today. Say you pass 250 cc's of urine. That means that tomorrow you should take that amount plus 400 more in liquid each day.
Oh, it's 400 more.
400 more than you passed urine the day before. You should take any sort of liquid, milk, juices, water, anything. He also said that you have to take rich protein foods, milk, curd, chana, protein nuts, food stays.
Self causes mucus.
Yeah. They say that the lungs are.
Certain
difficulties that prevent us bringing this stuff.
Better to avoid
milk, but there has to be some
protein. Seems good. Today you had the curd. It does. It seems to have been all right. The cheese this morning, Prabhupada. I don't notice any cough today.
Cough and bananas and liquor.
Yeah, he usually comes about half a day or a day later.
Oh.
After it's been in the stomach for a while. The throating mix is good because that is made from soya. It's not made from milk base. So that may not cause mucus.
So we can try.
Bhagavad Gita says that this Dr. Gopal is the most, the best doctor in the third district. Very, very expert doctor. So he seems pretty
very
competent.
Competent. And confident.
Yeah, very competent. He disagreed with Dr. Ghosh on a number of points.
Mm-hmm.
He did not advise Lassus Kappa, this Dr. Gopal. Just like a surgeon in London also did not advise. He said that, and he explained why, and then Dr. Ghosh agreed.
Also, he said that you shouldn't take, hydrogen peroxide in the mouth. He said that could be very dangerous.
He said because of the fact that your mouth is not normal. It doesn't salivate as much as someone else's. So some of the hydrogen peroxide might remain there, and then it might be swallowed. And he advised a much milder mouthwash.
And he gave one tablet, said that you should only take one half tablet in the morning in place of the Lactex. It's a very, very mild dialysis for the swelling. And it's not, he doesn't want to give any sort of very, very mild. He also said that your feet should be raised on two pillows, or the bed at the end of the foot of the bed should be raised on one brick on each side. That will reduce the swelling a great deal, he said. The most important, though, Srila Prabhupada, is that we increase the liquid intake for flushing the kidneys, and it will give you some strength. Now your condition is so weak.
Actually, Prabhupada, your condition has become much weaker since you stopped eating more and more. In Bombay, when you had more strength, you were eating, you were at least drinking three times what you're drinking now. So if you gradually increase your drinking, your strength will come back. As long as you're passing urine, it means it's being digested all right.
Everyone, all the doctors agree that your liver and your digestion, spleen, is all in good working order.
Also, the blood pressure is normal.
Blood pressure is normal?
130. It's very reduced, Srila Prabhupada. It's normal blood pressure now.
But he said that your pulse is so weak that every 18 beat, it skips a beat, like misses, because you're so in such weakened state.
But he was hopeful in general.
Dr. Gopal.
Yes.
Yes.
Is he still here, Dr. Gopal?
Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada, I think that we should. Dr. Ghosh has come all this distance.
Oh.
And he'll get very upset if we don't at least try this course of medicines. I think that we should try and see what happens. There's a lot of medicines, but they can be combined together in one dosage, once in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. So it won't be a lot of time having to take. Yes, maybe you can mix it with fruit juices. Or
Want to take breath now, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.